This episode of Appalachian Murder, Mystery, and Legend is brought to you by Carpe, because life can get sweaty. Carpe was founded by heavy sweaters for heavy sweaters. Carpe creates reliable sweat control no matter where, why, or how much you sweat. We have sweat care for everywhere, even outside the gym. You should never worry about sweat. Go to mycarpe.com, that's mycarpe.com, and take the quiz that will point you to the correct products just for you. Carpe comes with a 100% money-back guarantee, and as always, products are shipped free of charge. So check out mycarpe.com, because life can get sweaty. Appalachia. Appalachia is a very distinct word, and everybody has their own opinion of what it represents. Moreover, though, whether it's right or wrong, it stirs up images of everything from indescribable mountaintop beauty, deep forest and cabins in the wood, to trailer parks, meth heads, extreme prejudice, and xenophobia. The fact that one word can bring up such a huge response is an ode to its far-reaching influence in society. The Appalachian Mountains are the oldest mountains in the world. They once towered 30,000 feet into the air and currently stretch from Canada through 14 states all the way to Louisiana. The inhabitants of these mountains, through the many years of their existence, have lived through and witnessed what can only be described as horrendous, demeaning, and even downright unbelievable. History, as we are now learning every day, is not exactly what we've been told, and what was once thought to be nothing more than fairy tale is now coming to light as truth. I often hear references to the movie Deliverance or people making funny banjo sounds when describing the Appalachians. I, being born and raised in these mountains, know that nothing in fact could be more wrong, or in some cases, more right. The history that lies in these mountains is rich and has been around longer than any place in the United States. In fact, far longer than the United States itself. We'll look into these mountains and learn about the good, the bad, and the ugly history that lies within them to this very day. Hello, I'm Larry Bentley, and this is Appalachian Murder, Mystery, and Legend. Merry Christmas, my good friends. Thank you again for joining me here today. I gotta say, it's hard to beat the original Night Before Christmas. It's nearly perfectly written. But to me, there are many different ways that the story could have went down. I decided to take a bit of liberty with the story to make it a little bit more Appalachian, if you know what I mean. Considering the differences from one Appalachian place to another, I'll probably end up making one for every Christmas that'll illustrate what we Appalachians mean by those differences. Come on in, grab a seat by the fire, and let me read my first version of The Night Before Christmas, called The Meth Head Across the Holler. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house. Not a creature on the mountain, not even a grouse. The shotguns were hung over the fireplace with care, in case the meth head across the holler showed up over here. The children swolled up from mom's candy they'd eat, now ran through the house just to scream in a blue streak. Mama in the kitchen yelled at me with a hiss, 'Old man, you better get up and do something about this.' When out in the woods there rose a small matter, it sounded like all the windows was about to shatter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, but a kid cut me off and busted my face on the sash. The moon that I saw across the holler that night came from a meth head wearing a pair of elf tights. He only had them pulled up to just below his rear, screaming from his porch and holding a beer. Then his wife came to the door, is what I next saw, telling him to get back in the house before somebody called the law. He shotgunned his beer while his tights had just hang. Then he shrieked out, calling his wife a bad name. "Now listen here, woman. Take that look off your face before I come in there and put you back in your place." From the top of the porch to the top of the wall, that woman tore into him before he could even think to fall. She ripped across that porch faster than a hurricane could fly. Before he knew it, she was upside his eye. He tried to run, but she grabbed him by his tights, dragged him back up the steps, tangled up in Christmas lights. He just sat there, twinkling in somewhat of a stupor, as his wife said, "That's it, I'm calling a state trooper." As I drew in my head and got turned around, Mama was laughing and the kids had calmed down. As the troopers arrived, they were quiet as a mouse. Then they realized that somebody had set fire to the house. The firemen, they came after a few minutes went by, but they couldn't put it out, no matter how hard they'd try. Just wouldn't stop burning as they tried again. It seemed the fire was being fed from a chemical within. The meth head's wife and he and his cuffs just sat on the ground watching the whole thing go up. "A suspected meth plant's what the fire marshal said. Surprised it hadn't gone up sooner and left them both dead. He wanted to make some bank before Christmas came in and didn't even care about the trouble he'd be in. He was skinny and pale and dressed like an elf. When I saw him on the porch, I told the troopers myself. Shrieking and screaming into the Christmas Eve night, he and his wife had a rip-snorting fight. He spoke not a word that I could see from afar as they pulled up his elf stockings and stuffed him in the car. He had to lay the smack down upside his nose before they could lay him back in the peaceful repose. As they pulled away, the quiet, peaceful returned. Wasn't nothing left to see. It had all just been burned. But I heard his wife scream as he rode out of sight. Merry Christmas, meth head. I'm divorcing you tonight." Merry Christmas, y'all. Thank you for your support. Without you, I wouldn't be here. Thanks for your kind ratings and reviews. They help the podcast so much. Thank you, Diet Nut 1980, for your 5-star review when you said, "I already love it." I've only heard a few so far, but I already love this podcast. Host has a great voice for it, and storytelling is superb. It delivers everything you expect and more from the title and intro, and hope this one goes for over 100 episodes. Thank you so much. Thanks for your 5-star review, because that's why, and for saying, "Great view. This is a great pod. Glad I found it and love the stories Larry has to tell from and about Appalachia. Much needed view in crime drama. Keep the podcast coming." I sure will. Thank you so much. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast, and please follow it on whatever media you may use to listen. Or you can go to the Facebook group Appalachian Murder, Mystery, and Legend podcast, where we can discuss everything Appalachian or whatever else you like to talk about. I'll be taking a short break, then be back to start season 2 on January 27th. But stay tuned for an announcement that will be coming up as soon as I get it all worked out. It's getting pretty close now. Oh, and you'll probably see something come up on the feed, as I don't think I can stop doing this for that long. I'll be back soon with another Appalachian murder, mystery, or legend. Happy holidays to you and yours. I'll see you soon.